Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 September 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. And I do really mean that. It's exciting. I get emails from Panama and different places around the world, and France, and sometimes from Greece. It is amazing to me that people all over the world can actually understand what I'm saying. And I'm from West Virginia, so that says a lot. But I want to thank you all of you, for taking time to email us, no matter where you're from, or let us know you're out there. Thanks for your kind comments. I do appreciate it. I don't mention a lot on the air because I don't want to leave anybody out. But I do appreciate your emails. 99% of them are positive and are thanking us for being here. Every now and then we get somebody calling us a heathen or antichrist or whatever, but that happens also. We expect that for sure. They even called our Savior a fraud, so why should I worry about that? But anyway, thank you all for that. And don't forget, getting down to the end of the month, folks, and funds are kind of tight. If you can help us keep this thing going, we would appreciate it. I really would. Almost 32 years now we've been together. That's a long time, folks, to be on the radio. I'd say, I don't say we have a record, but I'd say we're getting in the top 10 of people being on the radio, alternative radio this long. I do believe that. Don't forget, this weekend we're going to have Bible study at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. We missed it last Saturday because the internet was down. This weekend, if everything goes right, we'll have Bible study. Just go to PastorButch.com and find the Rumble site and click on that at 10:30, and there we will be live. 10:30, 11 is always prayer request and praise reports. 11:30, 12:30 is Christian Worldview News. From 1 to 2 will be the Bible studying, and sometimes, as going to be this weekend, interview with Micah Van Hoos. You don't want to miss this, folks. It's going to be really well. And by the way, the next Saturday, the first Saturday in October, we're going to be joined by Chris Pinto. Oh, yeah. He'll be joining us. Another great guest coming up. I am blessed to know the people that I know that our God's put in my lives. I really am. Now, before going further, I'm going to give a few prayer requests. One for a guy named Gus. Gus is 83 years old, had a pacemaker put in, thought he's doing really well. Well, he's back in ICU with a very bad infection, and his kidneys are shutting down. He is ready to go. He's truly born again. He's ready to leave this world, but no one wants to see him suffering. Maybe our Father's will, he would heal him, but he'll stay a little while longer. So please keep Gus in your prayers, please, okay? Also, on some good news side, Hannah, remember I mentioned about her having an operation today to get that growth off her ovary, huge growth. They did it laparoscopically, can't even say it, and she's doing fine, even no pain, no upset stomach or anything. She's doing fine. Thank you for your prayers, and I do mean that. And I mentioned last night, of course, about my brother, a friend Andy, that lost his third son, got four. He had four and lost, already lost another one. So keep that in prayer. And a good friend and brother from PA, Daryl. Daryl calls the program quite often. He's been faithful to all of us, especially Call Decision now for, my golly, 25 years, I'm guessing. I don't know, maybe longer. But he fell again. As you know, he's paralyzed on the right side. He fell. This time is the hardest they ever failed. Nothing broke, but it hurt. So keep doing your prayers for strength, please. Physical strength and spiritual perseverance. Please keep that in prayer. And don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday, we'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls. Send out orders. Maybe if you like, send a donation. We appreciate it. We'll be in office tomorrow. You can call us at 800-375-800. We'll try it again. 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Now, if you want to listen Saturday and can't see it on the internet, just call this number, 339-209-5013, and join us on the phone. 339-209-5013. We want you to join us if you can. And a praise report tonight. I received a phone call today from my middle son's son. His name is Isaac. He's 21 years old. He loves the Lord. He's been trying to learn about the Lord for several years now, about all of his life, really. He called today and said, "Papa, I think I may be called to preach. I want to ask you some questions." We talked quite a while. He wants to come down and visit and spend a day with me and talk Bible and try to search out his father's will on his life. So I'm thankful to say that the grandson Isaac is trying to follow our Savior and do his will, even to the point of preaching. And today's culture, folks, for 21-year-old, that's something. And he and his wife, Dalen, are expecting our third great-grandson in November. So, yeah, please keep Isaac in your prayers also for guidance, okay? And don't forget that this next week will be the last week we'll mention the Concordance and Dictionary. Folks, what a beautiful set. If you want to give a gift to a Christian, matter of fact, I'm going to see if make sure my grandson has a dictionary. I think he has Concordance already. But if you want to give a gift to a Christian to study with, the Strong's Concordance, exhaustive Strong's Concordance, is a must. And the 1828 Noah Webster Dictionary is a must. It's a copy of the original, folks. They use Scripture to give you the meaning of words. Yeah, it's that old-fashioned. And it's beautiful. Both books are huge, but the dictionary is even more green with gold lettering. It's a beautiful book. It's a pleasure to even look at. But you can read it almost like you would a book, and you'll be surprised how well we don't speak English. So both of them together normally would be close to $180-some, $190. We had a special deal on them, and it's going to be going off the end of the month. Both of them, including shipping, $129.95 delivered. Call tomorrow and get them while you can. And if you want to give a gift to somebody that you love, I can think of no better gift. I really, truly can't. What a tool to give them to study the Scriptures with. So give us a call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, to our guest tonight, gentlemen, haven't been on for a while. He's been a friend of the ministry for a long time. He's always been there when I need him. He's provided us with a service for water fillers when Berkey kind of went to the wayside. We sold Berkey for years, and folks, Berkey's great water filters. I had no complaints with them at all. I've used one for years. But they're no longer really able to get stock and ship things out, so we had to kind of let them go to the wayside. Actually, they let us go because we didn't have a sales volume to keep it going because we could not get the goods when we ordered them. So we looked for another source of water filters that will fit in the stainless steel Berkeys. And I was particular. I don't want to sell a second-rate filter. Not after using ones like the Berkey that were so good for so long. And James McCanney come along with something that actually is better than Berkey for a lot of reasons. First off, they're probably less than half price. And secondly, one filter would do what it takes four of the Berkeys to do. Yeah, I'm serious. Both the black and white elements, you need both of them to do what one filter that of James's does. And the price is right. And we're going to discuss that too briefly, but we're going to discuss other things tonight too. And the phone lines are open. If you called Monday or last night, that's fine. Call anyway if you want to at 844-769-2944. James, are you there?
Hello, Pastor. Yeah, I'm here.
It's good to have you.
Thank you.
What were you saying? Interesting. I'm sorry.
No, it was interesting listening to your opening discussion there, the various things going on.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Brother, I mean, I'm blessed. I have prayer warriors at that audience. I don't know most. I'm sure I don't know very many of them. But they're truly prayer warriors. When I say pray for this person, I know out there, including Daryl and others, are going to go to prayer for that person. And I try to keep them updated on what comes out of the prayer. Sometimes I never find out anything. Sometimes I do. But I also like to give praise reports, like my grandson. He called today and said, "Papa, I feel like I've been called to preach. Now, I've been seeing that come in his life for a long time." But, you know, James, I have to say, it makes me feel pleased inside that a grandson, and I've tried to live a Christian life for my sons and him also, obviously him also, but he called and wants to ask counsel of his grandpa. That's quite an honor, isn't it?
That's very good, yes.
Yeah, you know, I'm just such a blessed individual. I truly am. Now, what's going on in Jane McCanny's life?
Well, I've been really busy, a lot of good things, and just weathering through this terrible economy. But other than that, I'm healthy and a lot of good things going on in the background with a lot of the work I do in physics, mathematics, etc. So, a lot going on, and so I'm real happy about that.
Well, now, you of course, we've been talking about water filters for a long, long time. We still offer those. We're going to discuss that in more detail in a minute. But you also are branching out in some other things. We may discuss more to them when you're ready to on coffee and different things, a natural blend coffee. But so it sounds to me like you're expanding your outreach, so to speak.
Well, some of these things come along just naturally. I've spent a lot of time in foreign countries, and the coffee business just came about because I got to know some farms where they were growing this incredible coffee, and so the natural thing was to try and help them get a market in the United States. So anyway, that's up and running. The importing is is going on, and so it's available now on a web page, and you can get to those web pages from my water filter web page. So it's linked together, but it's a very high end coffee, and I'll just explain quickly that when you go to the store and buy coffee, even though you might think it's good, or there's a lot of people selling coffee on the internet today, but I'll tell you from my experience, somewhere along the line, it gets, you know, glyphosate or Roundup or, you know, to kill the weeds around it. And people do this to cut corners. And what I found is the places where I get this coffee, they did not cut corners. They're not, everything is done by hand. They cut the weeds by hand. And so, and they only work with small amounts. This is premium specialty coffee. So the average coffee bean is called Arabica. It was formed in Central Africa, you know, 1,000 years ago, and then and then expanded through the world market. But what the people are growing that I get mine from, it's called Rose Bourbon, Geisha, and Tabby. And those are the three varieties. And they're not a high-producing bean like the Arabica, which is the commercial one. And so what happens is you get a product that has never had chemicals. The land has never had chemicals. It's done by hand. It's only available in small amounts. And so therefore, it turns out to be about $75 a pound. But you can get about 100 cups out of a pound of coffee, you know, so and that's available. And if you go to the water filter webpage, there's a link there for the coffee subpage, and people can buy it there.
Okay, all right. And folks, that's 75 cents a cup. You just spend more than a restaurant for a good cup of coffee. And well, I say a cup of coffee. I won't say it's always good. It's hit and miss in the restaurant for me. I'm not a coffee connoisseur, so to speak, but I do know a good cup of coffee when I taste it. And James has some good coffee. Go ahead, sir.
Right. And the thing is, these big chains and the amount of coffee that is sold on the world market is just absolutely incredible. It's a huge amount of coffee. So there's no way they can do high quality coffee. And so what they do is they over roast it. It turns out most people, when they make coffee, it turns out black and they're used to it. Real coffee is a light brown and it tastes like fruit. Coffee is actually a fruit. People think of it as a bean, like a nut or something, but coffee is actually a fruit, and it should taste like fruit. And so the real coffee does taste like fruit. It has a natural amount of sugar in it, very small amount, but it gives it, so you don't have to add sugar and cream and all this other stuff to make it taste good.
Wow, I did not know that. I did not know that. That's interesting. Very interesting. So, folks, his website, give me a website and tell me they can find that coffee on there.
Okay, well, you can get to the water filter webpage, and I'll give out the coffee webpage. It's ColombiaBestCoffee.com. So Colombia is with C-O-L-O, not like the C-O-L-U. No, it's C-O-L-O, that like the country Colombia. And so it's, and then there are dashes in there. It's Colombia-Best-Coffee.com.
Okay. Colombia-Best-Coffee.com.
Right. And I think we set that up faster so that you could take orders there. And I think you've got your discount there also. So if people just call you up. They can get those, and if they have any questions, we'll be glad to answer their questions when they call in. If you get any questions you can't answer, just get a hold of me, and we'll answer people's questions.
And it's how much a pound now?
$75 a pound. That includes shipping, by the way.
Okay. All right.
A lot of places will charge you a less amount for coffee, but then they charge you shipping, and it's almost that amount anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of them are pretty good at covering up cost. They're covering up expenses, right. I should say. Yeah, I agree. But, you know, you mentioned before we got started on all this, the economy. And I don't even like to discuss anymore because it makes me sick to talk about it. And what's going on right now behind the scenes and what they're doing to people's retirements. And people, I know personally, I'm retired. I'm 76 years old. And I'm actually looking for a part-time job. Right now I'm not physically able to do it. But I'm looking for a part-time job because I need the money. My checks do not cover or barely cover expenses anymore. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not the only one like that. And I worked hard for a lot of years. I never was smart, but I wasn't lazy. I worked hard. And now I'm being robbed of my money through a man-made device called inflation. Now, that's a fair way to put it, isn't it? It's a man-made device, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And what's going on is the government is spending huge amounts of money. And they're giving it, there's like trillions of dollars going to special interests. You know, this Inflation Reduction Act is really a way to pumping money into the economy. But you know what they're doing is they're buying votes. The Democrats are buying votes with your tax dollars. And those people want that money to keep flowing. And so what do? They're going to vote for a Democrat because the money's going to keep coming in. So they're literally buying votes with your tax dollars.
Well, you know, both sides have done that for many, many years. And I've always said this, and the people in America, I wish it wasn't this way, but it is. If you had somebody running for office, then listen, I'm not going to promise you anything. I'm not going to promise you more money. I'm not going to promise you more handouts. I'm going to promise you this. I'm going to get the IRS off your back. I'm going to let you earn your money and keep your money. Let you do with your life as you please. You can make all you want or lose your butt. Either way, it's up to you. You're going to be a free individual to do that. Then another guy comes along and says, listen, I'm going to promise you a place to sleep and food to eat the rest of your life, no matter what happens. Now, how many people do you think would vote for the man that wants freedom?
Well, see, what they don't realize is that if you had the money you paid in taxes, you could buy a nice house just with that.
Sure, you could. But people don't, but how many people there do you know that don't work at all and are living off the government? They wouldn't support that kind of idea. They're living off us already. They don't want freedom. They want to be fed, clothed, and housed. And I'm sorry to say this, but I know a lot of Christians that way. Matter of fact, I made more than one person angry when I was preaching behind the pulpit, and I tell them there's thieves out there all around us, and they're walking around the streets free. Matter of fact, a lot of them come to church, and they say, what do you mean? Well, there are two ways you can rob. You can take a gun and stick somebody up or walk in a bank and rob a bank. That'll get you put in prison or shot. Or you can take an ink pen, go to the welfare office and lie and sign your name and get money. So you're stealing with an ink pen. You're getting by with it in man's eyes. But in God's eyes, you're still stealing, aren't you?
Right. And the thing is, if what they've got now is probably 35 to 40% at least of the people in this country are getting money somehow from the government.
Of course.
And so
I'd say that's low. I'd say that's low. It's probably higher than that.
It probably is. It probably is low. But then you have, like, just imagine Washington, D.C., which is just a snake pit. But there's so many people there making a lot of money, and then they move into your state where they then live. Are you in West Virginia or Virginia?
I'm in West Virginia, right, West Virginia.
Oh, okay. So Virginia, you know, up there with the D.C. Beltway, they're affecting the voting and everything in that state. But they just sleep there. They drive over to Washington to get their living, and they make a lot of money because they're, you know, and the bigger the government gets, the bigger they want it to get, and that's a way of buying their power. It's really sad, but there's fewer and fewer people footing the bill.
Oh, there are. And you mentioned 35-40% of people, you know, are getting some kind of government check. Well, I never broke it down per se, but I read some on this. Now, I want to just stop and think a minute. I do. I'm retired. Yes, I earned this, my money. But it's not, and that money's no longer in there. You know that. I'm leaving off the one behind me is paying into it. There's no money in a coffer of Social Security or Medicare, nothing like that. It's all a farce. It's a Ponzi scheme. We know that. But I'm getting the check. People that work for the government, whether it be school teachers, policemen, politicians, local courthouses, wherever it is, they get a government check. Now, that's just something to think about that. Those on welfare, food stamps, HUD, disability, Social Security, they're getting government checks. Now, when you add all those together, in my opinion, James, is closer to about 80% getting some kind of government assistance. You know, and of course,
that's probably true, yeah.
So you figure that out, and I just figure out how much money's coming out of your money already going to pay the government to pay taxes, which is not paying the bill. Taxes don't go on the debt. It doesn't do that. It funds a little more in the next generation. But we're almost $40 trillion in debt, which will never pay, can't be paid, never happen. So therefore, they have to fudge on the debt and bring in a new idea, which they'll call digital currency. They'll run that by AI. Artificial intelligence will run that. And that's all democratically invented and brought in. So it'd be part of the B system, James, where if you don't play the game, you won't get your money. Is that a fair way to put it?
Right, right. That AI was a topic I wanted to cover a little bit tonight, too. I want to talk about that and advise people on how they can avoid it. I spent 25 years of my professional career in the telecommunications industry, and that deals with networking and computer networks and telecommunications protocols and a lot of esoteric topics like that. But I worked in industry, and I also taught computer science at the university level. So I have a real good background in computing and et cetera. But the issue with AI, artificial intelligence, is that everybody is jumping on this now. Every company is, oh, we're going to go to AI. And people are saying, oh, it's going to run everything. This is not the first time this has happened. In the 1980s, I was working in a telecommunications company, and everybody was talking about knowledge-based systems. And then there were many other names. These things have all come and gone. But imagine, here's the issue with AI. It's only as good as the data that's put into the system.
True.
And the problem is a lot of the data is flawed. But can you imagine, say, one of those AI systems from the 1980s was put into place? Can you imagine your life today being run by the guidelines that they put in a computer in 1980? Well, I mean, so the problem is these companies are not going to keep the AI up. And here's what's going to happen to people that cater to companies that are putting in AI. You're going to be on the side of the road someplace, or this is an example. You'll be on the side of the road, your family's in the car, your car's broken down, and you have this emergency number you got to call. And you're going to call the number, and they're going to go, "Hello, we're here to help you. Press 1. And you press 1. And then they go, "Well, if you're having a roadside problem, press 2. And then you press 2. And this is going to go on. And then, you know, it's going to cycle back and forth. And these people are going to be stuck there with no place to go. It'd be like the Great Depression in the computer world. So at any rate, well, what I'm going to tell people is the best way to stay out of that is if a company tells you they're installing AI, tell them, "Okay, I don't want to do business with you." And just tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And try and get that message to the people that, are putting AI into their, like, telephone greeting systems, whatever it is, to process orders or whatever it is. Because eventually it's going to destroy everything, because AI is all these systems, they're not going to be able to maintain them. And that's the big problem with any computer system. They make them, okay, they're putting the money in, they want to say they have AI, but everything like that is going to take maintenance, and they're not going to put the money in to maintain it, because there's no profit incentive there. There's no return on investment. And so you have a bunch of people running around, running companies. They're going to put in AI, and it's going to be a big mess. So just stay away from it. Stay away from it as much as you can.
I totally agree, and I do agree with that. You know, but what I've seen, though, what I've seen is people like the convenience. They don't care if they pay the bills on their credit card or their phone, or they have to use a hand scan, as long as it's convenient. And that's what AI is all about, is convenience. You don't keep all those records anymore. You know, you got it in your retinal scan or your hand scan. That's the problem I see. You and I know this. You and I are going to say we won't do business with you. And I've done it before, buddy. I've left businesses because they got too nosy in my life. I really have. And I went to doctors and started asking questions. I'm not answering that question. It's none of your business. Hey, we're getting ready to go to break. Folks, this is what you're facing. It's called the beast system. Get ready. It's here. It's going to get worse. I got to break your phone call. 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7575. 1-800-273-7979. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. You're talking to it's Jane McCanny, and I hope you'll call asking a question you may want to ask, because we're covering different topics. This is not a pinned down topic. We're not here just to discuss water, fuels, and coffee, although they're available. And we saw what's happening in Florida right now, and it's going to happen in Florida and all along the East Coast and on the southern border. That's one reason I don't live along the coast. That's one of the main reasons. But people that are going to be hit the hardest are in need of something like a water filter. And that's why we offer these things. They're very inexpensive. You can make your own for a fraction of the cost of what you'd buy a system off somebody else. Make your own. It does just as good a better job than what you could buy and pay a fortune for. And all you have to do to get one is call his call decision. We'll give you the prices. We'll tell you anything you need to know. Call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. You can call tomorrow. Chris will be here to take the orders. We'll send it right into James, and he'll send it right out to you. Prepare yourself as best you can. I know you're not wealthy. If you're like me, you're okay, but you're not rolling dough. But you need water. And a water filter is a very inexpensive investment to security. But, yeah, this storm coming in, James, was it Helene, I believe it is, coming in at probably a Category 3 or 4 in Florida, and come up the coast. From the governor of Florida, but somebody in Florida said this will be the worst we've had in history coming in due damage. This is what he said. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. But said it'll be the worst storm we've had in history coming in on our coast where it's going to hit.
You know, I was in, I think it was 2017, I was in western Florida in Tampa area and got chased out by a hurricane and everybody had to leave. So I, okay. Just packed up the few things that I had there. We actually was just visiting Florida, visiting some friends, and ended up in Tennessee. And so that's how far you would have to go to get away from that. And I remember being in Atlanta, Georgia. It was 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday afternoon in rush hour traffic. So you had all the hurricane traffic coming up from Florida. You had normal rush hour traffic in Atlanta. Oh, my goodness. It was just horrific. And, you know, people's cars stalling on the side of the road because they were running out of gas. Unbelievable. And so finally got out of that. But you had to go as far as Tennessee to get away. And then over the night, the parking lot started filling up with people sleeping in their car because there was no place. All the hotels were filled. It was unbelievable, you know, but
wow.
These poor people are being told to evacuate from what I understand.
They are. Yeah, been mandatory evacuations.
Yeah. And so that means millions of people getting in a car and driving with minimal amount of, you know, maybe a pillow or a something, a, you know, whatever they can throw, a change of clothes, put it in the car and drive. Oh, my goodness. But so
can
anyway,
you imagine people that are sick have to have medicine? Older folks like myself, perhaps maybe, if they have to have medicine and they have to have food in case they're diabetics, whatever. Can you imagine the nightmare that has to be stuck in a four lane highway and never going and not moving?
Oh, I know. I've been there. And the worst place of all in the southeast there, once you get out of Florida, is Atlanta. And everything goes through Atlanta. I mean, all the freeways and everything else. But, you know, and then they got to, after all of that, then they got to go home and see what damage was done to their house.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, the other thing that's going on here, Pastor Butch, is that the insurance companies are going to raise the rates through the ceiling.
And a bunch of them, by the way, a bunch of them are quitting insuring people in that state. They won't insure them at all for any price. Go ahead.
Yeah. And of course, the banks, if you have a loan, the bank requires that you have insurance.
That's right.
So these people, their insurance payment's going to be more than the house payment.
That's very true.
The reason I mentioned Tennessee is because I heard on the news that they're expecting flooding then into these other states, you know, Georgia. Tennessee, the Carolinas, etc. So there again, these people are going to have, first of all, flooding or inclement weather, but then their insurance policies are going to go through the roof. And, you know, that's part of what's going on here. I started talking about this thing coming where insurance companies were going to start raising rates tremendously because what they're doing is claiming it's due to global climate change, which, you know, hurricanes happen. They said they're going to be farther north and farther inland, which makes you wonder if these storms are manipulated, which they can do now.
But, oh, yes, they can. Absolutely they can. They can even guide them.
Right. And so, but the end result is people all the way up through the southeast part of the country, which is just south of you. I mean, this storm may make it up as far as you with a lot of rain. You know, it's probably the wind will die down and everything, but before this storm is over.
Well, they say the brunt of this is going to go to the west of us. It's going to be plenty far enough north, but it's going to veer off in, like I said, Tennessee and not through Kentucky. Miss a lot of us, but we'll get some high winds at 40, 50 miles an hour, and we need the rain. We're finally getting some rain, and boy, we need the rain. We have a small town called Richwood, about 15 minutes from me, that literally has run out of water. They started draining out of a lake, and the lake was starting to run out of water. So, they're... If we get rain, that'd be a blessing to us. It really would. We need it desperately.
Oh, holy cow.
So this is a dry summer I can remember in my lifetime. I'm sure there have been others, but none that I can remember off the top of my head, this dry. Hot. Then when it gets to be in the 90s here, it's really hot in the hills of West Virginia. We get up over 100 more than several times this year.
Are you getting hot, dry weather right now?
No, right now we have some rain. Thank goodness we got some rain the last couple of days. Not nearly enough, but at least dampen the woods down some. They're starting to have fires around us, but it's dampening the woods down a little bit, and they're calling for some more rain. We're getting some rain, but it's sorely, sorely needed rain.
Wow. Well, these people in Florida, I don't know. It's just Well, I hope they make it through. I hope this storm peters out and dies down and, you know, basically doesn't do all the damage.
Well, I guess,
a lot of the
I guess
times
it depends
the water damage is...
Oh, the water damage, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And all they're calling for foot or rain or better in some places.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be nasty. And I guess it depends on the people that control it, what they want to do with it. Let's go ahead and go to phone lines before we run out too much time here. Let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. Hello, James. Before I get to James and ask James what I want to ask, Pastor Butch, I spoke to your worker, Faith.
Uh-huh.
What a sweet girl. I kind of bent her ear off, and she obliged me and was kind enough not to tell me to shut up already.
she is a sweet girl. She is. See, her mommy worked for me over 25 years.
Told me that was her mommy. I didn't know that. Yeah. All right. Well, and another thing, that B system, that's coming down the pike very soon. You and James heard about the Summit of the Future, if you look at what's contained in that, it was at the UN in New York on the 22nd and 23rd, a couple days ago.
Yes.
The horrendous ramifications for the populace, you wouldn't believe it. And the UN passed it. Now, I don't know when the states are going to pick it up, but it's truly horrendous ramifications for us, Pastor Butch.
Yes, it is. It absolutely
is. Take a lot of our rights away, limit us on everything, from food to medical care, right into the digitalized. It's not looking good. That might be the beginning of tribulation, as far as I can tell.
I agree.
Well, you know, the UN was formed to bring peace to the world. If there was a conflict, they were to go in there, separate the two sides with UN troops that were there to keep the peace. And they're not doing that at all.
No, James, they're going to bring in the Antichrist New World Order is what they're doing. That's obvious to me. This is biblical. They're going to usher in the New World Order. People better start reading Revelation. They better start reading it and look for the signs. That's all I can say. Now, James, my question for you was this. Now, eventually, I'm going to go for a broke and get your home, the whole house system. But for now, I'm thinking, I have a big Berkey, right?
Yes.
I bought it years ago. I haven't been using it lately. I've been relying on another water filter system I got. But now, I might want to get a couple of those filters. Now, I understand your filters, you put them in the opposite direction when you install them, correct, in the big Berkey?
Yeah, instead of sticking up in the top container, they hang down into the lower container. They go in the same hole in the upper container, but they hang down instead of sticking up.
Right. Well, I got four in the big Berkey, but I haven't used it in so long. I guess I'm going to have to rinse them out again, to get them used to taking the more water. But I'm thinking of buying backup filters for them.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I'm thinking, what is the price?
And then I would suggest, too, is get some plugs. We don't actually sell plugs, but get some plugs. They're 13 millimeter or half inch.
Well,
and
I can take the plugs off
like
these filters.
Amazon.
Can I take the plugs off these filters and put them on your filters?
If you have plugs, what I'm saying is you don't need four of my filters. You only need one.
Oh, wow. Plug up the hole, not the... Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yes.
All right, now I got one more question. Now, I'm eventually going to go for a broken by the whole house system, I'll be honest with you. I just can't do it right now. This is why I'm asking you about the filters. Now, James, I got another question for you. I also have... I don't know if you heard of this brand. It's almost the same as the Big Berkey, but it's called Ready Pure. Have you ever heard of that brand?
There's many, many brands that are similar. You know, the black filter, there's many brands that have picked up that. Well, you
all
might
right,
call
the reason
technology.
Why I asked you this is this. The reason why I asked you this is it's almost identical to the Big Berkey. Now, it looks like it. It's Ready Pure, P-U-R. And I've noticed that water filter system only has two. There's two white filters, and they stick up. And these ones stick up in the Ready Pure. Now, I haven't used both of these for a while. I should have, but I haven't. That one only has two. Now, can I substitute those Ready Pure, they're white water filters. I don't think they're as thick as the Big Berkey filters. Can I install your water filters in the Ready Pure also?
In the stainless steel container, are you asking?
Yes,
they're all the same. It's a 13 millimeter hole size. They're all the same. They've since World War II, since they first started making these stainless containers, they're all the same.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got these two water filtration systems, Ready Pure and a Big Berkey. I'm thinking of ordering. Like I said, down the line, I'm going to order your home, the whole house system, because I don't trust the water anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, in the meantime, you use the kitchen filter, the gravity
filter.
Yeah,
in the meantime, I'm using these. How much are they now? How many come to a pack, and how much are they?
Okay, so the four-pack is $199, and that includes shipping. The eight-pack is $398, so basically $400. And that's an eight-pack.
Well, if I go for anything, it's going to be the eight-pack. Until I get the whole house water system that you have. I forgot what it's called. Yeah. What is it? Refresh my memory?
No, the MR5 whole house water filter.
Yeah, MR5. And I'm going to have to hire a plumber to hook that up for me, right?
Right. Right.
Okay,
get
and now,
a local plumber.
Oh, that's another question that brings to mind.
You just got to hurry. Go
now,
ahead,
when I do
hurry.
Water that down the road, can I contact you to guide the plumber through it? Can he work with you, or is it easy for him to do by himself?
Do the purchase through Pastor Butch. We'll talk about that. Yeah, that's not a problem. And then I will help the plumber, you know.
Sounds good. Okay, I'll be keeping in touch, Pastor Butch. I think I might get a bunch of those filters.
You let us know when you're ready, brother. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And one more quick question, James. Are your filters washable?
No. No, once they're to their limit, which is about 1,000 gallons per filter element, and you only need one of them. And so in an average use, like the stainless steel container, the gravity feed, they'll last about a year and a half or so. If you change the water every day once, that's about a year and a half.
One filter. That's one filter. One filter.
Yeah.
So if you buy an eight-pack, lasts about 9 years.
Yeah.
Or longer, 10 years.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's good enough. My goodness, for $400, yeah, that's a steal. Wow.
That's a lot of water.
Yes, it is a lot of water. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Joe. Joe, come on in.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to James. A couple of years ago, we talked personally on the phone. I had a lot of problems with my filters plugging up on me. Now, I am on county water. And what he suggested was to get a bucket, fill it up, which I did, which I am doing with a spigot on the bucket itself. It takes about 3 gallons. And I've been doing it that way, you know, just, you know, letting water settle before I put it into my Berkey with the filters. And it's worked great. About a week's time, was always plugged up on me.
Right, and it's just that little bit of time that sediment, a lot of it's really fine sediment, and you look at the water and you don't even see it in the water, but it's there. You let it sit, that sediment drops out, and then you put that water into your filter, and then you get rid of the plugging up problem.
Yeah, I was talking to someone about it, and he said it's very possible it's a potash that they put in the water, or it could be, since West Virginia's got a real iron problem, even though they try to clean it up. It still shows up in some areas. But I'm really thankful that you told me about that because it was real frustrating there at first.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, we're seeing more and more of that in the, like, city water supplies even will have sediment in them. But if that's what the people do, and that pretty much all the time clears it up.
Yes. Now, the gentleman that was on before that, I want to let him know, I have a big Berkey. And, yes, I had to plug up 3 holes, and it wasn't hard. I went to the hardware store about these, like, it's a kit that, like, has rubber seals. And just cut them to size. I got stainless steel nuts and bolts and washers. And I made my own plugs. Worked very good for a couple of dollars.
Yeah, okay. Very good. Yeah.
All
right. They're 13-millimeter or half-inch bolts. Anything that size will fit into that hole.
And that worked very good. I had to be cautious, but, you know, you have to get the stainless steel. You can't just get steel.
Right. Okay.
Because it's steel, it will rust. So I got the stainless steel bolts, washers, and nuts.
Yeah.
And it works great.
Well, good. Good. That's
good
information.
Glad to hear that. Anything else you want to ask?
No, I was pretty much wanting to share that with him because I know that some other people probably run into the same problem.
Yes.
And it's just very simple. Go down to your local. I went to Dollar General, bought a 3-gallon bucket, got myself a spigot off the internet, put it on the bucket, and I had to put a little, you know, a little way of, like an elbow, so I can get it closer to the bottom. Because a lot of times that water gets lint, dust on top of it, that will plug up the filter.
Mm. Okay. All right, good advice. Thank you,
Thank
Joe.
You.
Appreciate
you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate it very much. All right, let's go next, and I lost my name. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Chris. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you? I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing just fantastic. I'm just getting more strength in what's coming around. Your guest, James, has done a lot of great information. I'm soaking it all in here about AI, the Internet situation, and your last call is we got to get prepared for food and water. And don't forget Melody Cedarstrom?
Melody Cedarstrom, right.
Because if those banks go down and we get, with the EMP attacks, everything goes down, everything's computerized, you better have something tangible. Give her a call on that, too, as well.
Amen.
Food preparation is another one. I had more food buckets come in. I've got those.
Good.
People have to be aware what's coming. But do you know there was a program that a real analyst talked about? He said that 90% of the population would not know what to do if everything went down. Of preparation, growing
they won't.
Food.
They don't.
They don't.
And most of them don't care. They don't even think about it.
They don't think about it because they think the government's going to do it all for them.
Uh-huh.
They really do. And they think the government's going to be there for them. They're going to have the police there to protect them. No, it's not going to be that way. They don't know, Butch. It's sad.
Well, the police in the cities can't do it already. They're overwhelmed.
Yeah, they're overwhelmed. They're shorthanded. They don't have enough offices. They don't. I lived in Chicago for a lot of years. I've seen what woke me up. Of what happens up there, Butch.
Yes.
I've been in Kentucky for years now. I took care of my dad, of course, till death. But here's the thing. I'm talking to neighbors, and they think, well, they'll do something about it. I'm patient with them, talking with people. But you know what? Everything is computerized. I try to explain to them. If the computers go down, your banks go down, you cannot get cash. You can't get anything. That's why storable food.
You couldn't buy gas, all kinds of things.
Exactly. And we have to really be belligerent about this and pray for those people because there's a lot of good people out there that don't know. But, Butch, I want to thank your guests for this. In AI, they will loot your life. They'll take everything you've got. They want to know your life. They're in the Tesla cars. They're controlling everything you do, what you buy and sell.
That's right.
It's all going to be the new world order for control to eliminate the population, what God created us to be as humans, to contact with one another. Socialize with one another to help one another. But no, they want machines and AI to control us all. This is where we're going. It's the mark of the beast, Butch. The Book of Revelation
says
that right there.
It's a beast system blown to full fledged. I got to jump. Thanks, call, Chris. Appreciate it. Very good call, though. Thank you. All right, let's go to Mike in Maine. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
Pastor Butch and James, I've been listening to you for a long, long time, many, many years, first time calling in.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, let's listen to the radio show this evening and listen to what James said, what you're saying, listen to the water filters and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's water is a very, very important thing for all of us. If we don't have good, clean water, we can't survive.
That's true.
In today's day and age and stuff, if you're in a city environment, the things they're putting in the water, it's no good. You need to make sure that you have good water filtration for you and your family. I speak of the Berkeys and. It's the Berkeys and the Pro Pures and all that, and those. I mean, you have to have them. Like I said, without water is life. And if you don't have good water, you're not going to do very well. Moving on to the AI and where we're going with this, the AI is everything that we're feeding into it. The human beings are feeding the AI with the information. When you think about that and what the machines are learning from us, we need to take take that into consideration, and we need to feed into the machine the good and the clean, and not the bad and the evil. You know, so we can utilize these tools to our own advantage, and because they're machines. That's all they are. They are not their own thing. They're learning from us. So
they are. The sad part is, Mike, it seems like the bad people are the ones control most of them. That's just the way it is. It's sad, but it's true. We're down about the last 30 seconds for you, Mike. Go ahead, very quickly.
I'm just glad you took my call, and I've been listening to you for, oh, goodness gracious, for 20-plus years.
Don't be a stranger. Call in once in a while.
I'll call back again, Pastor.
God bless you, friend. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Again, folks, you want to talk about water filters? Or the coffee, you can call us tomorrow in the office. We'll take care of it for you. You just heard from James McCandy, the one who made the filters. You heard what they'll do. A set of 8 filters, an 8-pack for $400 roughly, will do you for over 10 years. You can't beat that with a stick. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And the Columbia coffee, I know I got some of it, is... Well, it's a smooth. I've never tasted coffee like it for my life, and I like good coffee. Go ahead, James. We're down about the last minute or so, minute and a half.
Okay, I want to remind people that if they want to make a water filter, we have instructions on how to do it. You go out, and we'll tell you where to buy in plastic containers, how to drill the holes. We sell an extra spigot for this. It's called a make-your-own, and then you buy the 4 or the 8-pack of water filter elements, and you can make a very inexpensive water filter, so that might help some people. Or if they already have the container, buy a 4-pack or an 8-pack or the filter elements, and then you're set.
And now, if they need instruction for these, they can get those through you, too, on how to make one, right?
Absolutely, okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah, just call the pastor, and they'll cover the information, and any questions, he'll get a hold of me.
Well, there you go, folks. We give it to you as best we could, as straight as you could. Yes, it's not looking good. It isn't looking good. I don't look for seeing better. Just heard Dave James and somebody shot up one of Harris's headquarters. We're seeing hate for a minute. We're going to see a civil war. We're going to see bloodshed. No matter who wins, we're in for a heck of a ride ahead, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. No matter who wins, it's not going to be good.
It isn't going to be good. Well, James McCandy, thank you so much, my friend. And I'll be in touch, and you keep in touch with me, too, all right?
Okay, yeah, any questions, anybody calls in, just get a hold of me and take care of it.
All right, God bless you, James. Folks, we love you, and by the grace of God, we'll see you in the office tomorrow. I said, if you can help us to pay the bills, we'd appreciate it. That's all I'm asking. There's nothing here in this for me as far as money goes. I just love doing this for you all. See you in the office tomorrow. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.